This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced Wednesday the Black Sea grain deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
The president says that thanks to the efforts of Turkey and support of its Russian and Ukrainian friends, the Black Sea deal has been extended for 2 months. It was initially set to last 120 days from July last year. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest grain exporters. Turkey and the United Nations have been hosting negotiations for the deal's continuance. The Ukrainian government is welcoming the extension, but says Russia must stop using food as a weapon and blackmail.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda. U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring he's confident the U.S. will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default, saying talks with congressional Republicans have been productive. Biden made his remarks as he left for a global summit in Japan. He said he and lawmakers will come together because there's no alternative. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed, though he was more combative, saying Biden had, quote, finally backed off and come to the negotiating table. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan tweeted on Wednesday evening police had surrounded his house in the eastern city of Lahore. Khan said he expected to be rearrested soon after the government warned him to hand over supporters who it blamed for attacks on the army. In a live video statement, he said his opponents were out to start a fight between him and the army.